Griff and their crow escort emerged into an immense cave. The sight resembled some infernal nightmare from the brain of a mad beast. High up in the poisonous, mist-wreathed recesses of the vast ceiling, water dripped from limestone stalactites. Further down, the walls glistened with crusted filth, rotting matter spotted with violently hued patches of fungi. Heaps of protruding, decayed and yellowed bones were piled up against the lower walls, quivering with a life of their own, as spiders and cockroaches hunted the countless squirming, wriggling insects who inhabited the nauseous debris. All around this hideous scene, birds were perched everywhere. There were a few magpies like Griff, but the rest were dark carrion birds, jackdaws, chuffs, crows and rooks. It was the crows who outnumbered the others. The centre of the cavern floor was dominated by a large lake, which occupied more than half the total floor area. Its waters emanated clouds of yellowy-green steam from the constantly bubbling liquid morass. Deeper in the earth, some primeval volcanic force was heating the water with its phosphorescent vapours. There were no seasons in the cave, only constant heat and misty green opalescence. There was an island in the middle of the lake, which gave the illusion of having no foundation, seeming to hover in the mist. The centre of this island was a limestone hill, surmounted by a monolithic statue of polished black obsidian. It was a monumental work, depicting a huge raven with a snake draped about its neck. The reptile coiled several times around the raven's neck, ending up circling its host's head in the manner of a crown. Both the face of the raven and the snake above it contained eyeless sockets. Viku, leader of the carrion crows, was about to lead Griff toward the island when the roll of a large drum boomed out. Viku spread his wings, holding the magpie back. A party of a dozen crows and rooks came hurrying by. These were followed by several toads and lizards, all armed with sharpened bulrush spears. At the centre of the strange group, a net was being hauled along. It contained Gridge, the unfortunate rat who, with his late companion, had been wandering lost in the previous night's storm. Immediately, all the inhabitants of the cave began chanting,
"Awake! Awake! Awake!
Again the big drum sounded. A silence fell over the cave. One of the toads poked the captive with his bulrush spear, causing him to wake up moaning. A harsh-voiced crow called out,
"We bring thee an outsider, O Corvuscar!"
As carrion birds go, the raven is one of the largest. However, Corvuscar was the biggest of all ravens. He looked even bigger with the live smooth snake decorating his head as a crown. Corvuscar appeared directly beneath the statue. With one mighty swoop, he made us from the island onto the cave floor with hardly a full wingspread. Stretching up almost onto talent point, he spread his awesome wings, displaying their dark iridescence. His subjects greeted this with their coarse grating tribute, making the cave echo. Corvus turned to the four crows.
"A gift from my whites. Show me this outsider."
The four hauled the net up so that Gridge could be clearly seen, holding on to the meshes in an attempt to stand upright. The raven tyrant came close to the net, peering in at his captive. Just one glance at Corvuscar was enough for Gridge. The huge raven with his heavy, murderous bill and wicked dark eyes was enough to unnerve any beast.